Hydration is so incredibly important. It is often very overlooked when we're dealing with a lot of chronic symptoms. And so this is usually my very first recommendation and thing to look at when working with clients. I want to challenge you in the area of hydration. So let's dig in and learn some tips. And I'm going to start challenging you with some of my top recommendations. I'm going to do a little series over the coming weeks of my top recommendations for you to implement that don't cost you a thing, or if anything, it's pretty minimal. So let's dig into today's first challenge for you, all about hydration. Hi friend, welcome to Made to be Thriving. My name is Melissa, daughter of the king, wife, dog mom, and a former elementary school teacher turned nutritional therapy practitioner. Are you feeling overwhelmed or even stuck in your wellness journey? You know that how you're feeling and what you're struggling with can't be normal and there must be a better way. I was there too. I started feeling that prompting of the Holy Spirit to dig deeper and He led me onto a better path with the right guidance that turned things around. This can happen for you too and I'm here to help you get there. There is hope as we put our faith first, lean into God's word and truth about how we need to take care of our bodies. If you're ready to stop just surviving and start thriving, you're in the right place. Whether you're in your car, working on your to-do list, or just needing to take a break from your busy day, tune in and be encouraged. Okay, friend, I don't know about you, but life is just busy, right? Life is busy, and no matter how much I try to plan things out to do things on specific days and get things done, I feel like things get derailed a lot. And a lot of that has to do with my own time management that I am working on. So I'd love to hear from you over in the Facebook community. Do you have systems in place that really help you to accomplish a lot throughout the day? And this is going to include even things that you're doing in your health, your work life, your home life, all the things. But my biggest thing is, are you doing anything at all to help support your health? Okay, I know we're all so busy. And often our health tends to get put on the back burner. We feel like we don't have time to do the things we need to do. I am guilty myself. I have my good days, I have my bad days. So I'm not perfect by any means. Anytime I've worked with clients one-on-one, one of the very first things we work on is usually hydration. It has been very rare for me to meet with a brand new client and discover that they are getting plenty of water. It's been minimal, maybe a few, but I would say the majority of the clients that I have worked with one-on-one needed to increase their hydration. And the crazy thing is, this is an area that gets overlooked because so many don't realize the importance of hydration. We don't always realize symptoms, chronic symptoms that we're experiencing may actually be a result of being chronically dehydrated. We're very quick to reach for all the flavored drinks, the sugary drinks, caffeine, you know, all the different things. We forget about just water. Getting in good water, or even things that are just hydrating. Coconut water is hydrating. Getting some really clean electrolytes. I'm not talking about the mainstream sports drinks. Those are not hydrating at all. In fact, they are loaded with a lot of toxic ingredients. But I'm talking about your own bottle of water and getting a clean electrolyte that you add to your water to help with hydration. There's a lot of different ways that we can actually hydrate. We can even hydrate through a lot of different vegetables and fruits and things like that. So it's not always just a matter of drinking water all day long. It can be a combination of things. The important thing is to be aware of your body and really pay attention to the needs that you have. And so one of the things I'm always bringing up is regarding hydration. I still remember one of the very first clients I worked with, they went home, started increasing their water. The next time I saw them, they said they already noticed a difference. And that's the only thing we had talked about at that point. just increasing that water. They weren't drinking enough water. They weren't even drinking anywhere near enough water for their body. And so just by the simple act of increasing the amount of water this person was drinking made a significant improvement in things that they had been dealing with for a long time. Now, I'm not saying they had some miracle healing thing, nothing like that. But just within the week of increasing their water, they were noticing a difference, a good difference. And so they realized how important it was to actually get more water in. So I have a challenge for you. And I actually shared this in the Facebook group, I think it was last week, regarding hydration, and just challenging you to increase your hydration. Evaluate how much water are you actually taking in the day. So often we assume that we're getting plenty of water, but then when we really monitor and see how much water we drink in a day, it'll come to find out that we're not getting anywhere near what our body is needing. And so I challenge you to really pay attention to how much water you're actually intaking. Not only that, but we want to make sure we're getting good quality water. I definitely discourage you from consuming water from the plastic water bottles you buy at the store all the time. So many just tend to get those. They buy the big packages of those bottled water and all that. The thing is, we're discovering more and more that those bottled waters are not as clean as we think. And not only that, but the plastic leaches toxins into the water. We don't know exactly how the bottled water is being stored. So if it's being stored someplace where it gets really hot, if it sits in the sun for any length of time, maybe in the transition of being going from one store to the next or from a warehouse to the store, if it sits in the heat, sits in the sun for any length of time, that really increases the amount of toxins being leached into that water. And then you buy that water, you drink the water, and now you have just added more toxic burden to your body, thinking, I just drink water, right? So if you have to get those waters, the bottled water, like if you're out and about and that's your only option, then go for it. Do it. I do that too. If that's really the only option, for some reason I don't have my own, that's the only option, then I will drink that. But I do discourage you from consuming water from plastic bottles on a regular basis. In fact, even like those big gallon jugs that you can get, if we do get those, we usually get them when we go camping so that we'll have a lot of water on hand. And what we do is we take our clearly filtered water pitcher that we have. It's a really good quality water pitcher. We'll take that with us when we go camping or something. And what I will do is I will pour in the water from like a plastic gallon water bottle into the pitcher so that it then filters out impurities and things that were in that gallon jug. This may seem crazy to somebody who's not used to doing that, but the more I've learned about how a lot of those plastic bottles are contaminating the water, the more I realize how important it is to actually filter that out as well, if and when possible. Okay. And I've talked about this many times. I shared it in my email. I've shared it in the Facebook group. And I'm sure I've shared it here on the podcast before, is we want to make sure we have a really good quality water filter, whether it's a pitcher or an under the sink system or a whole house filter or countertop. We really want to do our research and getting and investing in a good quality water filter. Now, if you need to start with something low cost, I would recommend a really good quality pitcher. I really like the clearly filtered one. This is not sponsored by them at all. I just really like that pitcher. That's what we've been using for the last few years in our home. It's nice because we can take it if we travel and all that. Eventually, I'd like for us to be able to get like a countertop or an under the sink type of filter. That's kind of down the road. So for now, we started with the pitcher and I have noticed a difference. I notice a difference in the quality and the taste of the water. In fact, sometimes if I've noticed that all of a sudden the water's tasting weird, I know that we're overdue to change that filter. Most of the time, how I've noticed when it's about time for us to change that filter is all of a sudden the filtration goes a lot slower, or I've noticed a weird taste. That's usually when I know, okay, we're overdue. We need to change that filter out. That's been kind of an indicator for us. So I just recommend making sure you have a good quality water filter. If you're going to be working on your hydration, this is important. It's not just about chugging any amount of water. We don't want to do that. We want to be drinking water throughout the day. We want it to be good quality. Ways to help with absorption could include adding a dash of real sea salt into your water, getting some clean electrolytes added into your water. There's some brands like Jigsaw and LMNT, and there's a bunch of different brands out there that are actually really pretty clean. Some of them have flavors. If you're someone who just really needs that flavor, they have that. Purium even has electrolyte as well. I believe it's called Coco Hydrate or something like that. So you can find these links over on the website as well. You can always find links there as far as brands and options to choose for a variety of things. You can get a lot of things in my full script shop. So you can create a free account over there, and I have a discount that's applied to you automatically. And then there's electrolyte options in there as well. So those are just some options. Electrolytes are really beneficial. We get those minerals. It helps with the absorption in our body, because just simply drinking water doesn't guarantee you're actually absorbing it properly. We want to make sure we really help support our body's ability to absorb the water that we're intaking. One way to make sure you're absorbing the water, in addition to adding back beneficial minerals, is also just making sure that you're drinking the water slowly throughout the day versus chugging a large amount at a time. Okay, so have a nice big reusable stainless steel or glass bottle with you on the go. Drink from it throughout the day when you're gone, or make sure you got a glass of water that you're drinking from throughout the day. Find ways that really help you make sure you're getting in more water more consistently. What works for me may be different for you. So find what works for you in helping you to be more consistent. For me, I notice I will either do one or two things. If I'm home, I actually do both. Sometimes I will still use a reusable bottle here at home. And then other times, I will use a glass and I'll just refill that glass over and over throughout the day. Anytime I go out, I try to bring my own water. I use one of our reusable water bottles, fill it up before we go out the door, and take it with me. That is one way I can prevent myself from buying water when we're out, because I'll know that I'm getting good quality water, saving us money, and I'm taking care of. I'm making sure I stay hydrated throughout the day. Focus on consistent hydration. I want to challenge you that over the next couple weeks, really focus on that consistent hydration as much as you can. See if you can determine what is an appropriate amount of water for you. Ideally, the goal we want to reach for is about half our body weight in ounces of water. However, this can vary person to person, depending on your circumstances, your body, your activity level, all those things. So we want to take that into consideration as well. You may not need half your body weight in ounces of water. You may need more than that. You may need less than that. Everybody's going to be slightly different. But if all you're getting is like one of those 16-ounce bottles of water per day and thinking that's good, you are far from being hydrated. Okay, we need to get way more water in. And I want to challenge you to really focus on that. And I would love if you would come over to the Facebook community and share how things are going. Are you noticing a change in the things that you've been experiencing? Are you noticing anything at all? Have you noticed benefits to you increasing your water? I expect you probably are going to notice some things, especially if you're being really consistent. So over the next couple of weeks or so, that's my challenge for you. Really focus on consistently being hydrated. Increase your hydration and see what happens. Come over to the Facebook community and share with us how it's going. Let's hold you accountable. Let's hold everybody accountable. You can even post daily if you want. This is how much water I got in today. This is more than I usually get. You know, even if it's just a little bit more each day and you're slowly working your way up, that is progress, right? We're looking at that progress, not perfection. And if you're consistently working on increasing that to an adequate amount for your body, that's a huge win, and we want to celebrate that. So feel free, take a picture of what you're using to help you stay hydrated. Is it a reusable water bottle? Do you just drink out of a glass all day? What are you doing that's helpful for you? Share a picture, share a post, anything you that is helpful for you and would help keep you accountable. Come over and share it with us in the community. We'd love to cheer you on and support each other in this process, because it can be very hard. If you're not used to drinking very much water throughout the day, it can be very hard. Here's the other thing. Add in more vegetables that have a lot more water in them, like cucumbers are known for having a lot of water in them. Grapes have water in them. There's a lot of different fruits and veggies that have a significant amount of water in them. So if you're adding more of your veggies and fruits and things like that, that's also going to help with some hydration. So it doesn't have to be solid water. I need half my body weight in ounces of water per day. Maybe you're also adding in more veggies, more water-filled veggies and fruits. Okay, so there's a lot of different options you can do. The goal is, let's increase our hydration and let's see what we notice. I will not be surprised if you start sharing about some really great things that you're noticing. Maybe you notice your bloating is going down. Maybe you notice some of your digestive issues you've been experiencing aren't as bad. Maybe you start noticing your headaches have decreased. That's a big one. A lot of people who have migraines and headaches are also chronically dehydrated. Now, that's not the case for every single person, but it's very common for that to be the case, where you're just chronically dehydrated. There's so many different symptoms, chronic issues that we face that are related to dehydration. Now, is that 100% of the time? No. This is why we want to work on these foundations, so we can eliminate, okay, well, I'm hydrated, so that's not the reason, right? We want to go through and make sure we're implementing really key foundations to our health before we really take a deep dive and get all the labs done, add in all the supplements, medications, or whatever you're going to do. Instead, let's really get back to the basics. Am I increasing my hydration? Do I get enough water in my body on a daily basis? Let's start there. And then over the coming weeks, I'm going to be sharing more tips, more challenges for you to be implementing and adding in, so that you can see if these very simple foundational things have been a missing piece for you. Okay, so come over, share with us in the Facebook community. How is it going? What is your goal for this week? If you want to pop in there after listening to this and say, okay, my goal over the next week is this amount of water every day, share it with us. You don't have to say half your body weight in ounces right away. Maybe you need to work up to that. So set a realistic goal for yourself. And then as you reach that goal, make sure you let us know. And then let's increase that goal a little bit higher. And as you reach that, let's increase that goal. Getting to the point where you know, okay, I am getting plenty of water for my body. I'm feeling great. I'm noticing some good things. This is a good amount of water for me on a daily basis. Okay, so we're here for you. We're ready to cheer you on as you work on increasing your hydration. The weather is getting warmer, so this is increasingly more important. As we get hot and we get sweaty, we need to be making sure that we are staying well hydrated. So if it's already getting warm where you're at, this is the perfect time to really focus in and make sure you are staying well hydrated. Okay, I'll talk to you next time. I look forward to sharing more of these challenges. I'll share the next one probably next week. Hey friends, if this podcast encouraged you and taught you something new, leave a review and hit that subscribe button.
The next thing you can do is share this podcast with a friend or even in your Instagram stories. Don't forget to tag us at Made to Be Thriving. Come connect with us over in our Facebook community or send us a DM over on Instagram. I pray this has blessed you in some way and you find encouragement knowing you are not alone in this journey. There is always hope, and let's focus on making the progress that is possible. Information provided to date are for informational and educational purposes only. The information and education provided is not intended or implied to supplement or replace professional medical treatment, advice, and/or diagnosis. I'll meet you back here soon.